Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, okay. How are you, co-host?
Doing well there.
Can I call you co-host?
Cripple? Can I call you Cripple? It's co-host and Cripple tonight.
No, 97 I just have a facial ticket. Wound is all. Please.
You look like you got into a fist fight with an old lady at the market.
I know. I know. I have a black eye and bandages on my face because I had a little dermatological thing.
An emergency.
I'm falling apart. I am. Well, let's be honest. I
mean, what?
Yes,
it's amazing that it only took, you know, basically like 60 years. It's amazing.
I showed you the scar underneath, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty gruesome, isn't it?
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
Oh, I'm going to be such a badass.
See, are you someone that can handle that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Like, you have the stomach for it? See,
yeah.
I don't. And I didn't think that it was bad at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay!
Oh, no, no. When this thing heals and the black eye goes away, and I said black eye, didn't I? I didn't say black eye. I said black eye.
What did you just say?
No. When the black eye goes away.
I'm going to call you black eye the rest of the show.
Is Hatchet still here? When the black eye goes away.
No, stay.
Like, you want me to go away?
Don't
what
go
are you telling
anywhere.
Me here?
And this, just the scar remains. Your cuddly little dumpy doughy Wojo is going to be a badass.
Going to look like a badass. Oh, like you got into a street fight or something.
I am going to be a badass.
You know what it's going to look like? It's going to look like you had one too many G&Ts and you fell into a ravine.
Fell face first. Well, that's happened too.
That's what it's going to look like. But it's going to look like you have a scar from the incident.
Oh, no. I'm going to look like I got into a knife fight. And you should see the other guy. Or I'm going to look like I played for the Lions on Sunday. One or the other. Either one.
That's a good point.
Just to cap it off.
Yes.
After getting my face carved up and everything else, right? I'm driving home last night. I'm really, really quick. This happens to lots of people, but all the time to me.
Okay.
Driving down almost like to my house, like four driveways away, driving along, just going 25 miles an hour because it's a neighborhood, and thump! Bam! Into the driver's side door, I look out, and here's a little fawn that came running out of the bushes.
You hit a baby deer?
No. She hit me! Slammed into my door, and I looked down, and she's kind of flopping around, and then she jumps up and scampers away. And I get out and look, and there's a dent in my car.
Did you follow the fawn to make sure that it was okay?
I didn't give a crap. It ran away. And I guarantee you it's going to show up in my backyard at some point, and it's going to regret ever running into my Ford Explorer.
That
all right?
Little fawn probably had a very painful and elongated death. That it probably looks a lot worse than your scar on the face.
Well,
right
I did
now.
Watch to make sure, and its legs were working, like it was scampering quickly.
Yeah, for a moment.
But it's a little fawn, and
it's
it
probably
left
in
a
shock.
Dent in my car. So I just get home at that point, look at my bruised face, look at the dent in my car, and I just said, "Why do I go on?" I mean, what is there left? You're turning into me, and I'm turning into Valenti.
People have
what
do
I have to
for
look
you?
Forward to? Everybody sucks here.
See, that's why you just got to do it like Mike does, and don't leave the house. Ever. just stay in the man cave and watch games.
Why wasn't driving around that neighborhood enticing deer to run into me?
Clearly you were.
For God.
For some reason, they picked
Whatever,
you out.
That's my sob story, and I'll get over it.
And by the way,
sports to lift us up.
If you, well, I don't know about that, but if you do want to see Woj and his just decrepit face, you can actually tune into Fox 2 on Sunday. You'll be on the pregame, right?
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Yes,
so if
I
you
will.
Want to see Woji with a black eye,
either they're going to do a lot of good makeup or I'm going to heal fast.
You know what they should do with you?
What?
If Dan Miller's listening, okay? And he probably isn't, because why would he want to listen to us?
Oh, no, he listens every now and then.
Can Fox 2 do, you know how at the Little Caesars Arena, they go around and they show the crowd and all that and they put emojis on people's faces?
Yeah.
Can they just put an emoji on your face?
No, they should put my face on all the people in the crowd's emoji. Black eye. Black eye.
That would be amazing.
You know, when you get a black eye, you can't wait to get rid of it, right?
Well,
black eye. Right?
And we're moving on. But seriously,
how long does it normally
emoji.
Take to get rid of a black eye?
All right. The phone number is 248-539-9797.
Aye.
Hatchet is actually legitimately going to walk out if we continue with this, so we're going to move on. I want you to fight through the pain as well, okay? I know it's very difficult for you.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I wanted to lead with this. And, you know, you and I were discussing the Lions and, you know, everything that's going on here the first 2 weeks. I know it's doom and gloom and, you know, 0-2, Patriots coming to town. It's all done, right? And everyone's feeling terrible about themselves, okay?
And pretty much.
I did get to thinking, and I did see some responses on social media about this as well. The Lions lost to the Jets at home. Not a very good team. They lost to the 49ers on the road. Not a very good team, right?
Yeah, I don't think the 49ers are a very good team.
I don't think either of them are very good teams, okay? Moving forward. What was the one thing that we can say unequivocally Jim Caldwell was very good at? You remember the former Lions coach, right?
Yeah. Keep it a steady ship and not having wild swings, not losing 48-17 normally, and beating the teams he's supposed to.
Bingo.
He did pretty much do that, didn't he?
He always beat the teams that they were supposed
Except
to beat.
Except for when they had to beat Cincinnati on the road last year.
Well, that's a good point, but let's be real.
Cincinnati ruined a few people last year, actually.
They certainly did.
No, I'm trying to think how many times in the Caldwell 4 years did he have like back-to-back games like these first two? Not many. Well,
against
they did
good
have that 1-7 start.
Yes.
Were there some crappy teams involved in that?
Total disaster. They fired the OC. They finished the year 6-2. Blah, 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 blah. But since that time, he beat the teams that were inferior to the Lions from a talent standpoint. Is that fair to say?
For the most part. Yeah, I think so. I think he did. I'm going to double check that 1-7 start, but I think he did.
If you're a Lions fan.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Can you admit, you comfortable admitting that if Jim Caldwell were still the head coach of this football team, they would not be 0-2? In my mind,
would they be 2-0?
They would be 2-0.
Oh my.
Is that, am I being unreasonable to even present that? Because I know there are a lot of people that were angry Jim Caldwell got fired, just like there were a lot of people that were fine that he got fired. And I was one of them that wanted him gone. I thought the 1-7 start in 2015. That was enough for me.
I think more people were fine that he was gone because they were under the impression it was time to take the next step.
But isn't it fair to say that Jim Caldwell would be 2-0 if he was coaching his team?
I'll say 1-1. I am looking at that 1-7 start. Included in that 1-7 start was a home loss to the Cardinals by the score of 42-17.
That was when they were 0-5. Stafford got benched.
Yeah. And then they went to Wembley Stadium in London and lost to the Chiefs 45-10.
Yeah, but that was all Joe Lombardi's fault.
But then they got on a roll after that. You're right. No, I don't think they'd be 0-2 if Caldwell was the coach. Now, you would have had to endure an offseason of everybody bitching about it
Absolutely.
And wondering what's going on, but if he could handle it, they could handle it. Because you do detect some player, not some, actually, I think quite a few players, they respected Caldwell more than they can naturally respect a guy who's never been a head coach, Matt Patricia. They do. I mean, I think that's kind of intrinsic, right?
I'm not a big Jim Caldwell fan. I never was a big Jim Caldwell fan. But you can't argue that the team played for him and that he beat the teams for the most part.
For the most part.
That he was supposed to beat. I'm just curious if Lions fans, if this thought has kind of, you know, crossed your brain at all after the 0-2 start. And can you just admit that, you know what? Regardless of whether you want Caldwell or not, Jim Caldwell would be 2-0, or at the very worst, 1-1 after these first two games. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. I want to hear from Lions fans
I'll
on this because I find it interesting.
On you. I will go 1-1. I'm not going 2-0, but I'll go 1-1.
Wow. Usually you're the one that's optimistic. We truly are changing roles. This is very weird.
I know you ate all the wings.
There's still three left.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't finish them. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.